Vice President Atiku Abubakar is facing charges relating to abuse of office, embezzlement of public funds, and money laundering filed by the Attorney General on behalf of the Nigerian government. The government says grave irregularities have characterized the handling of about $135 million in the coffers of a government agency which the Vice President headed. Mr. Abubakar is alleged to have applied funds to benefit his friends and associates. The Vice President was not in court Tuesday, and the case has been adjourned to November 16. Adeolu Akonde, a spokesman for the Vice President, says the special court was not competent to adjudicate on the matter since the High Court in Abuja is already hearing a petition filed by the Vice President on his indictment.
Well, the Vice President has challenged the decision to go of the Attorney General to go to the Code of Conduct Forum in the High Court. And by judicial protocol, the Code of Conduct Tribunal cannot commence hearing until determination of the case in the High Court. So our position is that we are ready to pursue the case at the High Court, raising all legal issues to make sure that the rule of law is protected.
The unprecedented move to prosecute an incumbent is widely linked to the fierce public face-off between the president and his deputy. The dispute took a turn for the worse earlier this year when a vice president led a campaign to halt an attempt to rewrite the constitution to allow his boss stand for a third term. Akande accuses the president of pursuing a narrow political vendetta.
If you look at the frenzy with which they've done all these things, within the space of 2 weeks, you have conducted investigation, it has gone to the Federal Executive Council, you have gazetted the decision, you have gone to the Court of Tribunal, all within 10 days. All within 10 working days. It has never happened in the history of Nigeria. And nothing has been done about it. So imagine in a case where, by all accounts, no money has been lost by the government. No case of establishment has been established. And you are running all over the place. What the government is doing is what lawyers call forum shopping. You go to the... don't forget that you have the report. It has been taken to the Federal Executive Council. It has been gazetted. The president has gone to the National Assembly. Now he has gone to the Code of Conduct Bureau. 5 fora on the same issue. So it's a desperate attempt to stop Vice President Atiku Abubakar from contesting the 2007 presidential election.
Many Nigerians fear the face-off could destabilize the country ahead of polls that should mark the first democratic handover of power. Africa's top oil producer returned to civil rule 7 years ago after more than 3 decades of almost continuous military rule. Gilbert Acosta for VOA News, Abuja.